today on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? She's down in Florida right now, so she can't hear us, unless she's streaming us, which, if that's the case, we wish we were on the beach with you, Katie. It sounds nicer than, 5 degrees
she's
out.
She's probably down there on a big boat fishing. She's not streaming us right now.
Right there.
In your dream.
Sitting in her hotel listening to our stream. That's what she's doing.
Hell with fishing in Florida today.
Yeah.
Brock and
Hunter. I don't want to go out in the sunshine. Anyway, go see them. Smith Indoor Garden. They're the best. I don't even really want to read this story, but I'm going to do it. A 28-year-old woman in Ireland named Jess Taylor recently bought a used couch with her boyfriend because their dog ruined their old one. They didn't want
first
anything.
Mistake.
Yeah, first mistake right there. They didn't want anything too nice because it would just get trashed again. Because God forbid you train your animals, Because let's just do that. Let's just be those people that has untrained pets. They ended up with a tan and brown two-seater that fit the bill. But they didn't find out what came with the couch until they lost their remote for the first time. Jesse's boyfriend reached down into the cushion to look for the remote and felt something weird. So he pulled his hand back out and realized he was holding an entire handful of fingernails. I almost threw up.
Ah! No, dude. Ah! Hang on. All right, dude. I was thinking bed bugs. That's gross.
I'd prefer that.
Second, I was like, dude, it's going to be a sex toy.
I'd prefer that.
I was like, maybe it was like an old sandwich or something.
I would prefer that. Yeah.
A handful of nails?
It turned out the couch was filled with thousands of nail clippings.
All right, dude, I gotta
toenails, fingernails, all types of nails. Jen says the first thing they did was start gagging. But they're troopers and decided to keep the couch. I would burn that couch to the ground. To the ground. And then I would go to the house where I bought the couch, and I would burn that house to the ground.
Why is this making me so antsy? Dude, this is... I'm imagining...
Well, because we've all seen...
Scooping my hand down in...
Oh, dude, I'm going to throw up. Like, this is...
It's all pokey and like yellow nails.
My mouth is watering. My eyes are watering. Right, this is horrible. So they vacuumed out the rest of the nails. Jen says there were so many, it sounded like the vacuum was picking up uncooked rice. Oh my!
Oh, dude!
Oh my god!
Dude.
I almost threw up. I really did. All right, we got to end this story. I can't do this anymore. Look,
never
buy a used couch. That's your first. Just don't do it. And I swear to God, if you're selling a couch and you don't take your handfuls of fingernails, oh my God,
they kept it, dude.
Burn it to the ground.
Something's poking my.
Oh God, this is the worst. Why did I shouldn't have done it. I should have read the headline and just moved on. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.